Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Assistant Site Editor for SearchDisasterRecovery.com. Today, I'll be talking about colocation data centers for disaster recovery. A colocation center is a building or site where media and telecommunications are converged and connected. But what value does this have for disaster recovery? And how do SMBs go about choosing a colocation provider for their data storage environment? Here to help answer these questions is Paul Cravan, Secretary of the Business Continuity Institute and a business continuity consultant. Hi, Paul, and thanks for being here with me today.
Thanks, Megan.
So, Paul, what's the value of colocation data centers for disaster recovery?
Well, as you accurately said a few moments ago, colocation centers, and these are sometimes known as carrier hotels, are a specialized kind of a data center where multiple customers can install network, server, and storage devices, and also interconnect to a variety of telecommunication and other network service providers. Depending on the company's size and its requirements, a colocation facility can evolve into a couple different things, such as the company's data center. It can provide a secondary site to the headquarters data center that supports only certain critical systems, or, and most importantly, provide a disaster recovery facility. Now, the last option assumes the colocation site is sufficiently distant from the company's main location so that it will not be affected logically by the same disaster. And colocation centers can also provide a secure disaster recovery resource such that companies can position backup assets such as network services, servers, and data storage in those secure locations.
So what tips do you have on selecting a colocation provider for an SMB?
Well, not only for SMBs or for just about any kind of an organization, there's several of them, so I'm going to go through them fairly quickly. First thing would be to choose a top quality internet network. And you can find this out by asking the prospective colocation provider about, you know, who they deal with for their internet network, the connection size, and the overall network details. Make sure that you look for a state-of-the-art facilities with highly scalable and super fast connections to internet backbones, redundant power supplies, redundant HVAC, 24/7 on-site support, among others. Obviously, things like how long the organization has been in business, are they a viable provider, what's their financial status, are they financially sound. Look at costs for extra charges, such as cross-connects, additional IP addresses, backup power. Look for things like the provider's network redundancy, and as we said before, the size of the internet connections. It's a good idea if they're considered a tier one internet backbone service provider. ask about the security that the provider offers. That would be like surveillance cameras within the in the building, secure locks at every entrance and exit. And then, let's see, things like, does the organization actually specialize in business continuity or disaster recovery among the services they offer, or are they not really actively involved in that kind of activity? Find out what kind of power protection the organization has in addition to UPS and generators. How does the provider plan for any kind of future requirements you may have? In other words, can the provider scale upwards or downwards based on what your needs are going to be and what the costs will be? Find out who the provider's existing customers are. See if you can get a list of the customers and call them up. Find out what kind of internal equipment space is available. I mean, do they have locking cabinets? Do they have secure cages where you can store equipment? Things like that. And I guess finally, where else does the prospective provider have locations? If it's just a one location provider, you may be looking at a potential single point of failure. So look for organizations that have multiple sites.
Okay. And what do they cost? Are there affordable ones for SMBs?
Well, costs, generally speaking, they're monthly costs. You don't actually buy a co-location center. It's a monthly service that you subscribe to. So monthly costs for co-location centers are usually based on a number of factors, such as the amount of space you require, power you'll need, internet access, how many connections, how much bandwidth you'll need, and even things like the need for IP addresses. Small data center configurations, like, say, under 400 square feet, could be as low as $1,500 to $2,500 per month. This might be appropriate for a small to maybe medium-sized business. Now, larger installations needing more than 5,000 square feet probably will range from $25,000 to $35,000 a month. The key here is make sure that you know what your initial and longer term, such as two-year and three-year production. Be sure to know what your requirements are going to be and have them carefully defined so that when you talk to a prospective vendor, you'll get the best price. And of course, make sure you also visit several different providers in your area.
Okay. Thank you, Paul, for all those answers. And for more information on colocation data centers, you can visit searchdisasterrecovery.com.